Okay, when you hear this song, what comes to mind?
Don't you forget about me.
How about actor Judd Nelson crossing an empty football field with his fist in the air? That iconic scene in John Hughes' movie The Breakfast Club helped send the song by Simple Minds to number one. Movie soundtracks used to be reliable hit generators, but today, not so much. NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento looked into why.
If you turned on the radio in the 1980s, chances are you would hear plenty of songs associated with a blockbuster movie, like Top Gun, Dirty Dancing, or Footloose, to name a few.
The 1980s were kind of the sweet spot of when multi-artist compilation soundtracks really took hold in America.
That's Keith Caulfield, managing director of charts at Billboard. He says the rise of MTV played a huge role in promoting both films and their soundtracks.
It became this great kind of synergy between the audio and the visual.
Into the 90s and 2000s, movie studios and music labels developed stronger relationships. Julianne Jordan is an Academy Award-winning music supervisor.
Labels realized it was a place to market their artists.
And I will always love you.
Music labels invested heavily in soundtracks, with strings attached.
We would get an advance from a label, and the label would basically force you to put songs in there that may not work in your film, but that was part of the deal.
At the turn of the century, the momentum behind big blockbuster soundtracks started to decline. Here's Randall Poster, music supervisor for The Wolf of Wall Street and School of Rock.
The most seismic change was the digital revolution, right? So in order to be able to get any of these songs, you had to buy the soundtrack.
The internet and streaming changed everything. Today, you can easily find a song from a film online without having to pay for the whole album. But that doesn't mean soundtracks no longer make an impact.
It seems like in order for, you know, soundtracks to make a splash today, they have to be associated with either a cultural movement or all new songs.
That's Julia Michaels. She's been Julianne Jordan's music supervising partner for over a decade. Together, they've developed soundtracks for films like Pitch Perfect.
When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
And A Star Is Born. Those soundtracks spawned major hits on the pop charts. Michaels and Jordan both say that soundtracks with all original songs still find strong audiences, especially when they're attached to well-known stars.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance.
In recent years, Barbie and Twisters have both had massively successful albums, in no small part due to the participation of artists like Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, and Luke Combs.
Ain't no move in Oklahoma, just a whistle of a long black train. You'll know when it's coming for ya, riding in on a wind and rain.
Twisters capitalized on the country music boom that's been ruling the charts for the past few years. Similarly, the Netflix animated movie K-pop Demon Hunters seized on K-pop's popularity. This song from the soundtrack, Golden, is currently at number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Keith Caulfield from Billboard says, we may no longer see soundtracks dominating the pop charts the way they did 30 years ago.
But when you find the right film, the right vibe, and the right idea, it still can work.
It just requires that music labels and movie studios do it intentionally. Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento, NPR News.